Australia is crazy though. The animals there, man.
I know.
Spiders like this big.
You know. Really this big?
Yeah, bro. I saw a picture. It was a spider this like big. The size of a pizza.
What the heck?
I mean, and it was crawling up a tree. I'm like, it's bigger than the tree.
Dude, I've never even seen that.
Yeah.
Bro, if I saw that, I would just my pants.
I mean, like, I'm okay with bugs, you know? Like, okay, I see a spider. Oh, cool. I don't want to go touch it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, cool. I'm not going to
run pretty much and say, everything's like kind of poisonous. Like,
yeah, but you never everything know. Is just, nah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sound 1-4 podcast. Today, I got my friend Michael here. It's been a minute.
Been a long time, dog.
I mean, I haven't seen you since, like, seen you at all. Like, just this podcast alone, yeah. I haven't seen you at all for, like, over a year.
It's been over you, man.
Yeah.
Like, in a whole state of way, man.
Yeah. How's it been, though? Like, the Arizona, I know, for the, you're repping it right there.
Arizona.
I didn't even see that shit. Like, yeah, you have Arizona.
Hey, man. Arizona's definitely, it's different than, totally different than California. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Still has the palm trees. It's like a Hawaiian t-shirt.
Yeah, dude, it's a Hawaiian t-shirt, but yeah. you know how many beaches are in Arizona, man?
I don't think there are any.
No, it's zero. Zero.
They have lakes though, right? They have
like one lake because it's all, dude, Arizona's all desert, man.
Really?
It's like lake, you know.
I think it's Havasu. Is that Havasu?
Yeah, it's like Havasu, that's it.
Yeah,
I heard. That's like on the border of California.
So. I heard recently, like I saw on, I forget what app I saw this on, I think it's Twitter or some shit. I saw this person, there was some lake in Utah, right? And they're in a severe drought too. Just
well, I mean, you know, Lake Mead in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think it is. Like
Dam. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nevada.
They're showing like the levels are so low. Yeah,
all time low. Yeah, I mean, the good.
Why do you think that is? Like, just
climate change.
I know a climate change.
I mean, human caused climate change.
Yeah,
it's the only, you know.
But do you think it's
and the amount of people that live in? I mean, Phoenix is like.
Yeah, plus
five,
it's a desert.
Phoenix
and, shit.
And Las Vegas. I remember going to Las Vegas when I was growing up because my family's from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Not that many. Even my mom. My mom grew up in Las Vegas, right? She's like, it used to just be the strip and like a couple houses around it.
Yeah.
Massive.
Now it's pretty big.
Phoenix, massive. I mean, Tucson, right?
And they built
massive.
It in the basically, yeah, like you mentioned, the desert.
It's
and
the desert.
No other human, like before this time, no human would pick that place ever.
I
to
mean,
like
there was
just
like there was like the Native Americans, but they won't like there's like 5 or 6 million people who live in Phoenix.
Yeah,
compared to what like maybe the biggest village being like 200 people.
I know, and they would most likely pick a place where it's near to water.
Yeah, they have
right?
like a stream.
That's
or
like a basic human or like uh-huh. animal need. Is water and and like good climate, right? And
but a little stream isn't gonna So the history of Vegas though is there was this it's a spring.
It's on a spring. Oh, okay,
right.
So that's how they get their water.
That's how they
water.
Oh, got used to get their water. Now it comes from Lake Mead.
Oh,
but
okay.
Lake Mead is obviously there's barely anything left.
There's barely So that's where Lake Mead is, the Hoover Dam.
Like, yeah, that's behind Hoover Dam.
Behind it. Okay.
It's like a big, it's like one of the biggest lakes, like man-made lakes.
I've been there. I've been to Hoover Dam a few times, and every time I've seen it, the water level has been pretty.
Dropping. Though.
Yeah, like I haven't been there in like 5 years. So,
it's been a while for me. Yeah. It's got to be like 5-6 years.
Yeah. So that shit is crazy, though. And what if the water runs out completely? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't
they're
know.
They're going to have to move.
It's going to be pretty bad. I mean, the good news is I've been keeping up with, you know, Tucson Rethel and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Arizona has got a good monsoon season. So it's monsoon season in Arizona now.
Really?
So they got in a lot of rain, but a lot of flash floods.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. So I hopefully they kept the water, though. Like, if you don't just let that water.
They do have a lot of bottle catching stuff, but, it's Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, I over here, I was in a geology class my freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
And the professor, he's, I think, I forget the exact geological, like, category that he teaches, but it's a lot to do with water. Yeah. And he's saying in Orange County, a lot of the water is they keep the water, like the groundwater, whatever it rains, or like all the water we use in toilets and sinks and irrigation. Our water companies, like the people who give us water, like they try to sanitize as much of it as possible.
Reclaim it.
There's all these different ways
that's the only way you can live in the desert.
Yeah. And we in California don't have that much water every year either. So to maintain the lifestyle you want, like people here, there's golf courses and shit.
Yeah.
You need the water.
You should not. Right? Most golf courses shouldn't be surviving, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just and no it, reason.
It's
to
probably
have.
Because of like these water companies are doing this, like the minimal thing you could do as humans is like kind of reclaiming the water, like you said, and like sanitizing it and reusing it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, of course, all the water is here. Like there's the earth has water and anybody could use it. It just has transferred to different parts of the world.
And it goes to the ocean, and once it goes to the ocean, it's
salt water. Yeah,
you can't drink that. Now you can get the what plant it is, what it's called. You can make a plant like they did in San Diego. They have a plant, a desalination plant
that takes the
salt out of the bottle in its drinking bottle. But the problem is what do you do with all that salt? You can't put it back in the ocean because then it makes the bottle too salty.
So you kill all
the fish.
The plants are near the ocean water?
Yeah, they're on the ocean.
Okay.
Right, so they desalinate. So this, you're in such a conundrum.
I mean, they could use it for sea salt, like cooking shit.
I mean, but that's, you know how much like ocean water they have to use and then desalinate it and then put it back in?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem, definitely.
We always have, like as human beings, we've always gone through shit like this and we've always tried to engineer our way out of it, like in any way, like that's all it has been.
But here's the problem is you need a government that believes in science and engineering. You know, you can't.
Do you think this government doesn't care as much? Or
I think the Biden administration did, the Trump administration not so much. They won't.
What are they doing right now? Like,
well, I mean, with the new infrastructural bill is definitely introducing a lot of the clean energy stuff, which I'm a big proponent for, you know.
Yeah,
like it doesn't like you can buy an electric Tesla all you want, but the electric to your house, only 20% of it comes from clean energy.
Yeah, I think so.
So
and
all the rest comes from oil.
What's the most oil?
Oil. It's the big plants you see in Long Beach. Yeah. You know, it's all oil.
Yep.
So they refine it and then they turn it into electricity.
Mm-hmm. And like I think steam. The biggest problem is not that we use the oil, it's because we use too much of it. We rely on it solely for cars and everything else. We use that much. And at least right now, we're transitioning into more sustainable
wind
energy
power,
resources.
Solar power.
Yeah.
You know, even those other people on the cutting edge of making nuclear power plants and stuff like that. You know,
do you think that's going to be the next big energy source?
I think that they're going to try to work on solar and wind power.
More than nuclear?
Yeah, more than nuclear, probably. Just because it's so much safer in theory.
Is does the nuclear, I don't know if you know this, but like, and I'm just asking because I don't know, but does the nuclear energy, like power plant, like does one power plant equal how many like solar panels, like how much?
I have no clue on that.
Does that
data? Or I don't even know how much a nuclear power plant could power.
Yeah.
I assume probably most of a city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's
because right now, if they could do it efficiently or as efficiently as they do with oil, then it would be a better option.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, also you look at going back to the Hoover Dam. That's also another power source.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they power Las Vegas and Phoenix and all that stuff gets the power from the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
But they might shut that down because the water level's so low. So again, guess what you're going to have to do? Pull more oil to get more electric. So you just go in this big, you know, circle and it's like, how do you break it?
I don't know how.
I don't know either. I'm not paid to do that. So,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, I think right now they're just either they know what they're doing and they know how to solve it and they don't have the money, or they don't know what they're doing and they don't have the money, or something's up.
It's money. It's a lot of it is money and funding.
Yeah.
You know, the infrastructural bill is, every American is full of that infrastructural bill.
What does it entail? If you know,
so I just know the basics of it. Again, I'm,
yeah, you know, yeah, we're just talking like we're not like any politicians or some shit.
No, you had to vote for my bill upcoming.
for your knowledge, that's all it is.
I obviously, those bridges collapsing all over the place, all over the country. Bridges are rusting.
Really?
Yeah, because they're from like the 80 years old.
Damn.
Some of them like 100 years old. These
and
bridges.
They're just collapsing. And just they collapse natural and they kill causes. People.
Yeah, because of erosion. Erosion. It gets you eventually. So bridges collapsing, train tracks. It's taking, you know, these, you know, trains to go. Can't go on this, some of these train tracks. I mean, you see the roads here in LA. They're destroyed. I mean, destroyed. But, you know, they have a new infrastructural bill, and that's what that's going to solve. But also some of it needs to go into clean energy and stuff like that, because that's what you need.
They should, like, try to improve it, like, not just like fix whatever is broken, but the people 80 years ago, like you said, they tried to like think about the future and what do we need to do now so that people in the future can
and then
grow.
We lost that.
Right.
We,
yeah. And so all we've been doing now is just like defending what we have and not really growing anything different. All, like
the generations kind of just worry about themselves.
Yeah.
And worry about the future generation. You know,
nobody thought
about these gas burning engines and how much the pollution would be. And then, but also these big businesses and big corporations lie to them. You know what I mean? They lied to the people and said, oh, don't worry about it. You can, same thing with the opioids. They lied, you know. It's not addicting or it's not a bad problem. It's okay. We can dump all this ooze and toxic waste into the river that feeds the local town. It won't cause any problems. So now you have, you know, kids that have defects in their bone, you know, higher autism rates, higher cancer rates.
Yeah. And... you can't even do anything about it. Like, it's just there.
You can't do anything. It's just there. Once the waste is there, it's there. I mean, you have to put a bunch of money into cleaning up. So it's a money problem. Yeah. It always goes back to money, and it goes back to big business. You know,
it's crazy.
Greedy corporations.
And now it's not even, like, affecting, like, just us. It's, like, affecting the entire world. Like, what? I don't even know if the U.S. is the biggest contributor. There's probably other countries.
The U.S.
doing
shit. Is a major contributor to the carbon problem, right? Uh-huh. Which it affects everybody. China's a big contributor. India is a big contributor. You know, all these. Because China's just coming into the like industrial revolution, is happening right now. You know, because China was in the past literally.
I mean,
what, 50 years ago?
Yeah. They were
communists.
And
I mean,
Mao Zedong. I did a fucking history report on that.
I remember that, dude.
I was like, this man killed a bunch of people just by starving them. Uh-huh. Like,
The funny thing is he made them grow food. Yeah. But they weren't growing it correctly, so they all stalled.
I know.
Died.
Yeah, they grew it right, but then the soil itself got
destroyed.
Shit.
Destroyed,
like,
yeah.
It was... terrible.
So then people died from mass starvation.
And then now you look at China and it's crazy. It's probably, I haven't been to China.
I've never been to China
but
at all, so.
I hear about it and I see it on the news or like whatever people are talking about it, and it seems like they're doing really well. Like
I don't like the Chinese government. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't want to shut your podcast down.
They can't do shit, bro. This is America.
Bro, say fucking Taiwan's a country and they're going to come in and shut down your podcast now, the Chinese government.
No. I mean, I don't even know if the podcast goes to China. If you're listening from China, I mean...
Hello.
Yeah. Much love to you guys if you're out there. I don't know. Stay safe. I don't know what you got going on.
Yeah. No, I mean... it's cool to see all this, you know, industry and brand new products and everything. Like, I like to think railway wall just, you know, 50 years ago, just the generation before us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
40 years ago, 20 years ago even.
Yeah.
Look at when you were born, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was no iPhone.
Yeah.
That was an iPhone. It's, and the iPhone is literally the size of a supercomputer back in, yeah, you know, the 80s.
I know.
It has the same computing, if not better, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's getting, like, the advancement keeps on coming every year. Like, the chips are getting smaller with more power, and, like, the advancement is continuing forward.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who knows what the future holds. Like, I know right now there's Richard Branson. You probably heard about this. Yeah, like, he went to space, which is, and now they're like offering people to go to space, like just orbit just, around
just
or whatever.
Some billionaires boys club, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think eventually it'll get down to the price where like anybody can go, like a regular airplane ticket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also, if you travel in space, let's say you go in a plane up to space, you can get to the other side of the country, you know, and, I mean, the other side of the world in, you know, much less time.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I believe it's the, the speed is 18,000 miles per hour or meters per second. I don't know the exact thing, but, yeah, that's probably going to come up like soon.
I mean, humans should be spreading to other planets. It's,
do you think that's
because we'll just, we inherently spread, you know, we spread from back when Native Americans and folks came here to America, you know? You know, we
but
just
it's
spread.
Only been on the
we
earth,
keep
though.
On spreading.
That's the thing.
Know?
Like, now, should the first off, like for me personally, I probably won't go to Mars, but if
me neither,
if
bro,
if
I
like
hate,
my
I can't even
the
go
next
on a,
generation,
I can't even go on a roller coaster on. Knott's Berry Farm.
I know. And
why would I want to go on a rocket ship?
I'd probably go to the like the one that Richard Branson did, just like up there, and it wasn't even that much of a like a G-force because they weren't going straight up. But yeah, like that's okay for me. Like if I see the Earth, we're just floating up there. But to go to Mars, I'm pretty sure it takes like a month. Yeah, like a month's travel distance. Yeah. And you just had to live on this rocket until then. Mm-hmm. And then you had to hope everything goes well.
Rocket.
Like it's literally everything.
One of the most dangerous, you know, probably.
Like if one thing fucks up, you're done.
Yeah. Somebody forgets to tighten a bolt on your space, you know, shuttle and you explode.
Yeah. And you can't go anywhere. Like over here, when I guess humans were traveling the Earth, like there were some, like you could go back to a village, or like you could find people, or there's nothing. Like, what are you gonna do? Go back? Like, that's a.
I mean, you can't go back. Turn around.
That's not gonna work.
It's crazy, but yeah, we should be spreading to other planets.
Yeah,
but
it's a risk, but it could be a high reward as well.
You know, we also have to walk on our planet here, though, because I don't want to go to Mars and the moon and stuff like that, and our planet here is just destroyed like Wall-E, you know, remember
Wall-E?
Freaking trash
everything,
all over the place.
It was like a spaceship, right? A big spaceship.
And all the Americans and people got fat on it because they were drinking milkshakes all day.
Yeah, they just kept them
fat,
comfortable.
And happy and comfortable.
Yeah, that's all it was. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, fuck. You just like left the Earth completely
to just die.
Yeah. But I don't think it'll work that way. Like the Earth itself.
No.
I think it'll like with
the
with
Earth
or without
the
Earth
will continue on.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
A blimp on the the Earth's timeline, much less the universe's timeline.
That's what I always say to people. Like people keep on saying, "Save the Earth." Like no, Earth is here.
It's
like
it's gonna be fine. It's save
it's
humanity.
The humanity,
you know,
that's
save
the,
humanity.
The biggest.
That's the problem.
And
that's
every other living organism that
all the
chooses
other animals.
To survive.
I mean, don't you? I love gorillas. I love polar bears. I love, whales, but all them are dying because we kill them or we.
We do stupid shit.
We do bad stuff. Humans will.
But there's also some animals. Like I had a marine biologist on 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And he said there's a lionfish in off of Florida and all of Atlantic. And those lionfish are actually an invasive species.
Invasive species are thriving,
And so, And it was brought over, I believe, I forget the, either the Philippines, I think, I believe somewhere in the Philippines, it was brought over into Atlantic, and now they're fucking like going crazy, and they're repopulating like crazy, and they're venomous fish too. I believe they have 7 tentacles, like, or not tentacles, but like things on them.
Like spikes.
These spikes, yeah. And if you get touched by one of that, like, you could end up in the hospital, basically. No. Like, it won't kill you,
that's
but
it's no fun.
It's painful.
I mean, invasive species are a big problem too.
Yeah. And so he was saying, like, that they're allowing you to hunt that fish.
You should
like,
be able to.
As many as you want. Like, just go out and fucking kill as many as you can.
I don't think hunters should be hunting wolves and grizzly bears and stuff, because they're not overpopulating. Mm-hmm. The populations are still struggling here.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know what I mean?
I know, but there's a deer problem.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
As a human hunter, go out and hunt. You know, like, I know there's pig problems in
hogs,
Texas, wild hogs.
Yeah.
Throughout the South, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go out and hunt them.
Yeah.
Because they want you to kill them. They pay you to kill them. Mm-hmm. And it should be that way.
I know.
You know, hogs, those anacondas in
Florida
you know, that just kill everything and destroy.
I know.
Hunt them.
Yeah.
You know
those
I mean?
You should be able
hunt
to
hunt them. Those
kill.
You should hunt them all day long. I'm okay with that. Kill
Them.
Not meant to be ill.
The hogs, like, I heard on Joe Rogan's podcast that they like repopulate like crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Like, I think they could reproduce at 6 months or something
it's
crazy
something,
like that.
And
3
then they
or 6
have a
months
of like 10 10 you know, piglets or
yeah
little.
It's crazy. And so things like that they should try to control. And I mean, we do like stupid shit, like we overfish like so many fish that it's crazy.
Oh, those fish in the, I remember taking the SAT test and one of the questions is about a fish that is overpopulating like the lakes. And then I watched later on, I'm like, oh, I remember that from the SAT. I was watching like 60 minutes or something like that. And they were talking about the same fish. And I'm like, it's the same asshole fish that's they eat all the fish in the lake and the biggest fish there. And
damn,
they destroy everything.
Yeah. And it's the lack of balance is
because
really
no
what
balance.
Happens.
There's no predator.
And them. It's pretty much our fault. Like, we bring them
we
in.
Bring that. No, we bought that fish to do, because we made the man-made lakes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, what are we going to stock the lake with?
Mm-hmm.
We want some fish that looks big for when people catch it. They put that fish in there, and the fish somehow jumped to the river, got into another lake, and now they're making their way towards, you know, all populating all the lakes in the East Coast, basically.
That's crazy.
And destroying all the trout and native, you know, trout and bass and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff that isn't supposed to be there somehow gets in.
Yeah, and kills them all.
Yeah. And even in Australia, I think there's like a big fence there.
Australia has a problem with the invasive species too.
They built a fence, I believe, to keep out the dingoes, right? Like there's, I forget exactly what they are like. They're like foxes or like
some type of
mammal hunting. And so I think it's the biggest fence in the world. Like, just they created one fucking fence bigger than the Great Wall of China, just to like divide like half the country.
That's
one side has the dingoes, the other side
doesn't have the dingoes.
Yeah, and so the dingoes, their main like food that they eat is kangaroos.
Oh,
right?
No.
And so one side has no
tons
kangaroos.
Of dingoes.
Like, just tons of
no
dingoes, like fucking kangaroos are pretty much extinct on that side. And then the other side,
it's all kangaroos.
Yeah, all kangaroos. Fucking, they're like going into people's houses and shit, you know, close encounters. It's crazy.
Bro, Australia is crazy though, the animals there, man.
I know.
Spiders like this big. You know?
Really this big?
Yeah, bro, I saw a picture. It was a spider like the size of a pizza.
What the heck?
I mean, and it was crawling up a tree. I'm like, it's bigger than the tree.
Dude, I've never even seen that.
Yeah.
Bro, if I saw that, I would just my pants.
I mean, like, I'm okay with bugs, you know? Like, okay, I see a spider. Oh, cool. I don't want to go touch it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, cool. I'm not going to
and pretty
and
much
say,
everything's like kind of poisonous. Like,
yeah, but
you
everything
never know.
Is just, nah. You know, I'm sure God that dang. Spider wouldn't kill you, but I wouldn't want to have that spider like next to me or anything like that.
I mean, I've been to Australia when I was like really little. Yeah. I think like second grade I went, which is like 12, 13, or no, less than that, like 8 years old. And then I went to the zoo and shit like that. So it was in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
And you get to see, like, I even fed kangaroo, like, they were small little things. And then when I got older, I started to realize, like, dude, they have so much shit, like, so many animals just roaming around.
Well, Australia we used to have big mammals, you know? Mm-hmm. So Africa has the big mammals, right?
And yeah,
some of Asia the has cats, the big mammals.
Big cats.
Big cats, big, you know, elephants, big giraffes, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The big mammals, you know? Mm-hmm. America used to have the big mammals, like, literally 300 years ago.
Really?
Well, I mean, we have the bison, obviously, but they're not even close to the size of an elephant or giraffe, you know what I mean?
But bigger than
you know, I mean,
right
like
now.
Big, you know, big mammals, right? And we killed them all, you know what I mean? We hunted.
Yeah.
And we killed them. And we killed what they were eating, so then they died, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. Really sad.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
And it's just like change. Now we just had to adapt to whatever the circumstances. And that's all you could do is whatever is happening now. I mean, it's good to learn the history, though, like of why and how this stuff happens. Like, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah, you need to know the history.
If you don't understand, like,
and
why this happens. And then, of course, history always repeats itself, like, because
people don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's basically ignorance, like the lack of knowing. Like, if they knew that this would cause this.
Don't want to know, yeah.
Yeah, if this would cause this, then of course they wouldn't do it. Yeah. But they just think of whatever is going to benefit them in this short-term period, and then they just do it, and then we're fucked. Like, that's all. That's what happens. Yeah. Damn.
I mean, I'm no exception to that. I eat beef. And I eat chicken. You know,
yeah.
I don't eat organic chicken.
But I don't think, like, anybody who, like, a person who eats, like,
you're not necessarily a bad person because you eat meat. You're not necessarily, you know.
And if other people are eating meat, too, like, if everybody decides not to eat meat, like, then the meat, like, the chickens and shit will overpopulate and the cows and all the
other shit. Not necessarily. If you choose, like, I keep on telling my family and stuff, I want to eat clean meat that was,
like, local.
Not cows that will, in a stockyard, you know, where they're all next to each other and it's, you know, 5,000 cows the size of this poly office building. You know what I mean? Just scrout.
Crazy. Land,
you know, and it's like, gross. It's not even cool to eat. That's that's the meat you get at In-N-Out up from Harrow's Ranch.
Yeah.
Five stockyards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cows just right next to each other. One, two, you know.
Yeah, just waiting to be slaughtered.
To be slaughtered. And then you get as fat as possible and they give them tons of antibiotics to get them fat and fat and fat. And then we eat it, you know.
Yeah.
I eat that. You know, I go to In-N-Out and eat. You know? I would like to go buy the more expensive cows and the ones that all
treated
happy,
better. Yeah.
They're out in the field. They eat the wild grass, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a better, not only for the animal, but
free,
like,
range.
Better for, I think it's better for you too.
Yeah.
Like,
it tastes better too.
Yeah. It tastes better. On Joe Rogan talks about this a lot. He says, like, he hunts his meat. Because he saw a documentary and was like, he saw,
I don't know,
like,
how Joe Rogan shoots a bow. He's only like 5'3" and he's the bow's
he's strong
bigger
as fuck
than him
though. He's strong as fuck. But he saw a documentary, like what you were saying, these slaughterhouses, and he's like, I can't eat. I either had to stop eating meat completely or I had to hunt my own meat. And so he decided to hunt. Basically, at first he was using guns. Now he uses bows and arrows. And so he hunts, I think, once or twice a year, goes to Montana and gets elk, and that's the meat he eats, is like what he catches. And he says it's the meat itself gives him, like, it's a different type of energy that you get when you eat, like, something that you hunted for, that you worked for, and also something that's wild, like, it's out there in the fucking woods and he's hunting it with his friends and shit. So, and it's big, it's an elk or big animal. So it lasts like a whole year, 2 years, a year and a half.
Cause you can freeze meat.
Yeah. And freeze it. He has like freaking big commercial size freezers. And so that's what he eats. And it's more healthy. It's cleaner. Yeah. And he knows it's like, it's clean because he hunted it himself. And I know everybody's not going to hunt their own meat and shit, but if you can find some areas, like you said, like the farmer's market or like whatever.
Yeah. Go eat organic, local free area, range, you know, yeah, stuff like that.
Then it's not only better for the animal, but also for you.
Environment, animals, and for you. You know,
all everybody wins that way. Yeah.
Everybody. It's just expensive. Yeah. That's the problem. Money again. You know?
Mm-hmm. But if it's worth it to you, then you could do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of problems, but it's cool. It's cool. But I want to talk about sports cards. I know we were talking about it. On the ride over here. You got into it big
time.
What made you, or what inspired you to get into it?
Well, I know Gary Vee is super into it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I think all last summer he was all into, like, I bought my Michael Jordan Fleer PSA 10.
Pokemon cards.
It's $100,000 now. And then, you know, recent, I think in February, they sold for $700,000. Now they're back down to $300,000 or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, I just saw that. There's a value. It's an alternative investment. You know what I mean? Like, I invest in the stock market. I didn't really get into crypto too much.
Yeah.
Just because Bitcoin kind of passed me by.
Plus, and like, it dropped like from 60,000 to like 30,000.
Yeah. I probably would have invested in Bitcoin, but because that's like, I think one or two cryptocurrencies are going to be the ones that survive and explode. Uh-huh. Right. And then there's going to be a few other ones that don't. And we'll just crash, and all these people that invested
like, you know, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Yeah. I mean,
the meme coin.
Bro, it dropped like Elon Musk didn't hype it up on SNL when it came on, and it dropped like whatever 300%.
I know. It's crazy. Like, I personally don't understand like how it goes up and down. Like,
it's all speculation.
Yeah, it's speculation.
I mean, that's what the stock market is. Yeah. It's all speculation.
Speculation. I mean, that's how GameStop, like you heard a few months ago.
It's the same exact thing in sports cults too. Yeah. You know, it's
People that hype it up,
yeah,
the more value people give to it, the more value it is on the market.
I invest a lot in vintage sports cults, so that'd be like pre-1980s.
1980s. Okay.
So I got like some 1970s basketballs. I got a 1949 Bowman football set.
Damn.
You know, stuff like
that. It's all packaged and laminated?
No. It's a set of cards, you know, and then it's full set. And
A pack.
Top, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what else? You know, I invest in vintage just because I like old stuff too. Mm-hmm. And
is that usually higher in value, or
well,
it depends.
Yeah. The most recent sale was there was a Babe Ruth just sold for $4.3 million.
Damn.
So PSA is a grading company, so they grade your cards and say what condition it's in. So it was a PSA 9 out of 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only Babe Ruth in PSA 9, right? So that's why. Somebody wanted a bit, you know, Babe Ruth.
There's no PSA 10 for that.
No PSA 10.
Okay.
But they're all, I saw a clip as somebody was driving, like, I think through Manhattan, but they had an old vehicle convoy because they had a PSA 10 Mickey Mantle rookie card with them. You know, that card's probably like, that's probably a $40 million card.
$40 million?
Something like that. You know, it's definitely in the tens of millions.
I know.
Because I think a PSA 9 just, the most recent sell was a $5.2 million.
Wow.
So that's
the thing with like art and just like that kind of investment is it's based on other people's value that they put onto it.
It's based on who, you know, speculation and value.
Yeah. If you
it's
have
not so much for vintage, it's who collects it. People collect that.
Yeah. Vintage. If they see that this whatever they're buying is gonna go up because or they just want it. I don't know what the reason is.
The stock market was super crazy, right? During the pandemic and stuff. So it was going up and down every single day. You'd say, oh shit, I'm up, you know, 200%. And then the next day, oh shit, I'm down 500%. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know, people wanted something else to invest their money in.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's kind of what
happened to me. I think it's more accessible too, right? For a lot of people.
I enjoy going and watching basketball.
Yeah.
And I would like to go buy, you know, I have a Luka Doncic, you know, rookie, right? It's every time I go watch Luka Doncic, I kind of feel like, oh, I'm gonna have a piece of Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And that's, you know, that's kind of what in NFTs theory. Are, right? Like the
yeah,
new
NFTs. Yeah, kind
of.
NFTs are a little different.
It's like a digital thing, not physical.
It's digital. I like to hold in my hand.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, everybody keeps saying, like, hey, you could just screenshot whatever it is. And it's true, like, that it's there.
Yeah.
Like, you could just screenshot whatever it is.
Now I own the screenshot of that NFT. And it's like,
anybody could screenshot it. Anybody could screen record the whatever video it is.
Just take a picture, you know.
Yeah. And so for that, like, it's basically just that you're certified that you own it, that you own that thing.
Whatever the original code is.
But it's, you know, I don't think it's the same experience as you actually owning. Like, if you say this is a one of one card,
me going into my safe or into my vault and pulling out, you know, my baseball card or basketball card and saying,
you know,
hey, this is a one of one, you know, Michael Jordan autograph card, right?
Yeah,
that feels good. You know, it feels good. I can go show it off to you.
Yeah. And people, I think more people right now like respect that bet more than just like a fucking screenshot of the same exact thing.
They're totally different things. You know, not that NFTs are bad, but I think there's definitely a lot of scams in that too. Whereas you can't get scammed too much with something physical. You know what I mean? Like, you can buy on eBay and, buy a baseball card on eBay and then don't get it shipped to you. But you can still get your money back with that. With an NFT, it's kind of different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you pay in crypto.
And I think it's
like
still too young.
It's so new.
Yeah, it's new.
Now, it's not bad to get into something new, but you also
there's
might
a risk.
Get screwed over on a few things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's good that there's the like opportunity. I know for artists and shit, like graphic designers, and people who do digital art, they can now like basically put their art for sale and people could buy it using NFTs.
No, I mean, that's totally cool, but I'm okay with, it's not for me.
Yeah, same. Not right now. Right now for me at all, but I'm not much like of a collector guy. Cause like, I know it's a good like investment and stuff, but like I, for me, it's not enjoyable, but like for the people that do enjoy it, I could see why it's enjoyable.
No, I enjoy
like you research the stuff.
It's definitely been
fun
to
talk about it.
Get away during the pandemic and just kind of research values and research.
Because now it's a big like group too. Yeah. Like it's gotten popular. More people are talking about it.
Cool. You know what
and,
I mean? It should be that way. People should have something else to another hobby. It's always cool.
And it used to be popular, I believe, like in the 80s, 90s.
In the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
That's called the junk racks era because these companies, it got super popular, right?
Yeah.
And these companies just printed the shit out of these products. So, you know, Ken Griffey Jr., right?
Yeah, yeah.
So his rookie card is, in a PSA 10, it's like $1,200, $1,500, something like that, right?
Because
guess how many of the, it's really hard to get a PSA 10, right? But his raw, just base rookie card, you know, thousands and thousands of them all over the place.
They just
printed
a bunch of
them. I can go on eBay right now and I'll show you probably them for like 10, 15 bucks.
Damn. So they basically,
because they just printed the
printed
hell out of it. You know what I mean?
A bunch of it. That's what they're doing with money right now too. just did that shit.
Anytime they, you know, these companies back in the 80s and 90s saw an opportunity to make a bunch of a product and therefore make a lot of money because these people are still buying it.
Yeah. And that's why you think it fell off. Like
it fell off
from
because
the 2000s.
Yeah. People are like, well, there's so many of this thing. It's not special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now stuff's getting, you can get numbered, you know, one of ones, you know, stuff out of 50, you know?
Yeah. Cause now it's gone recirculated. Some have gone destroyed or
stuff's gone and destroyed. That's why vintage is all. That's why I like vintage. They're not, oh, there wasn't oval. So that's pre-80s, like pre-1985, I would say, is vintage. It's not overproduced.
Do the companies now, like what Luka Doncic and like stuff, do they overproduce their shit? Or
Kind of. From 1980 to the mid-1990s, I mean, from 1985 1986, 1987 to 1995. Mm-hmm. That's the junk rack sale.
Yeah.
That's when everything was kind of junk. You know what I mean?
They
the
printed too
the
much.
The rookie cards and stuff were still okay investment pieces.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so much of them. And then you go into the 2000s, right? And that's LeBron's rookie. All you got in the late 90s is mm-hmm. Kobe rookie. You know, Kobe rookie holds insane price. LeBron yeah. rookie holds insane. You know, you go, you're looking at that, and the population's all a lot lower on that, which is good. And then now you're getting into from kind of 2019 on. So these companies are starting to produce a lot more again. So you might
see another drop.
You might see another drop soon, probably okay. maybe in the next couple years. Yeah. Couple years of a drop in value.
Mm-hmm. But then the cycle continues.
But guess what? The same thing happens yeah. again. And then guess what? 10 years from now, these cards that I put in, you know, let's say I bought a card for $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's worth $20,000 or $40,000 down the line. You know what okay. I mean?
Damn. What's the best investment that you've made? Like, if you can name it or if you want to.
Well, I buy from a lot of auction sites or estate mm-hmm. sales. I go to estate sales and stuff. Yeah. So I buy, you know, basketball lots, and I bought a Walter Payton rookie card. That's a like a PSA 9.
Uh-huh.
And I think they go for like 10 to, you know, 50,000.
50,000. Yeah. Damn.
And that, because his PSA 10 is like $120,000.
Yeah. And it, so, but over time, it might like keep on going up.
It might keep on
yeah.
going up because more and more people are going to want that.
Damn. Does yeah. it depend a lot on the player itself?
Yeah. Like, well, Walter Payton is an all-time yeah, football yeah. running back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So people.
He's like value. Barry. When you think of a great football running back, you think of Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, and Emmitt Smith, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so whatever, like we said, whatever people value
yeah.
and put value to, it goes
you
up.
Know, it's just somebody, also vintage, is it's a collector buys that card, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to sell it, you know what I mean? Because yeah. they collect it.
Yeah.
So that means the population that's available to buy
goes down.
Goes
when
down.
The demand is,
so supply goes yes, down, supply. But there's always somebody else that wants that cult. So mm-hmm. demand keeps on going up.
Yeah.
And up and up and up.
Basic economics right you know, there.
That's yeah. basic economics.
That's crazy.
But it's crazy that a piece of cardboard can be worth $1,000.
It's literally a piece 5. Of cardboard
million,
you know with a I mean? Picture on it. And somebody believes that it's that valuable to put mm-hmm. that much money into it.
Yeah. It's cool, but it's different.
Yeah. It's weird though, like how money has changed over time. Like it used to be like seashells and shit like that, gold, and then yeah. now just paper money.
Gold's also a good investment.
Yeah, yeah. I know you were into yeah, that. I know
I'm
back in high school.
Back in high school, I was buying gold and silver all yeah. the time, man.
Are you still big on that, like making those investments?
I haven't. I put way too much money into you know, you know, sports cards and baseball and football uh-huh. cards and basketball cards, but. Yeah, no, I still believe. I still buy some silver. I still buy some gold every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good investment. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
The only thing you can go wrong with is if they find, I'm fucking screwed if they find a big cache of gold somewhere. You know what I mean? These miners up in Alaska. Oh, shit, we just struck the mother load of
really?
Gold.
Really? They're like, and they're mining.
Yeah, they still mine in Alaska.
Damn.
Yeah, they mine in Alaska. They mine in... not in California too much, but some places yeah. in the States, and South America.
What was it, 1849? Everybody came
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the 49ers.
49ers. That was crazy. Like, I can't even imagine, crazy. Like, you're in, let's say, like, in the Midwest somewhere. Mm. You hear about this shit.
You hear about.
You leave
oh, I think
everything
I can get
you
lucky.
Have.
The thing is these guys didn't make too much money.
Yeah, they, yeah, yeah.
So many of them lost money. It's all.
I know. You leave everything you yeah. have, your family, your every, like. Uh-huh. All your belongings, you go somewhere you've never been.
Travel across the
and
country.
And it's not even like safe, right?
Yeah,
like
it's not a safe travel still.
Yeah. And then
there's no
hopefully,
planes or, you know, train, automobiles
yeah,
and
you're
stuff
in
like
a
that.
Wagon at, or you walk. I don't know yeah. what you do.
Well, I mean, there was trains, but really there wasn't like a transcontinental railroad
yeah.
until after that.
Yeah. And so when you got there, and it's not like easy finding gold, right?
No.
Like it's like small little bits of pieces that
no,
you find.
You have to Bro, yeah. when I was in fourth grade, we had to learn about California's history, right?
Yeah.
But my mom took me up to Sacramento, and I kind of learned about the history there because mm-hmm. she thought it'd be a fun trip, and it was. But we did a little gold mining, you know.
Tough. Yeah.
Dude. Like,
especially with like the pans and shit.
Nah.
Yeah, that's not.
And it's so unlucky if you like can get gold at all, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably tough, but I think that's one of the main reasons why the state is so popular, like populous, right? Is because everybody
moved here.
And then now, like this, the first year where the population decreased.
Well, also crazy. California had a lot of is big on had oil results too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
SoCal, all the way up from SoCal to, you know, the valley mm-hmm. was all
oil refineries and shit.
You know, oil derricks and oil rigs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You know.
And then now it's like just full of cities and people.
Now it's just all people and we make products now and stuff like that. Yeah. You know.
Disneyland.
California's cool. It's definitely a cool place to live.
Yeah. People shit on it all the time though, like just people from out of state, they have their points, you know, like expenses, taxes, whatever.
It's expensive
but like that
to live,
but
yeah,
it's just like we got the like great weather all year round. Uh-huh. Like that's for me the like biggest thing out of
like,
everything.
What, 80 something today?
Yeah,
and it's 100 and something just in Arizona.
Hell yeah, no. I know. For me,
120.
Like there that much of a discrepancy. Like I think you probably know more than me because you live in Arizona, but like, does it get really cold in Arizona during the winter time?
Yeah. Like it snowed in Tucson 2 years ago.
Damn.
You know,
snowed. So like, see that type of discrepancy in weather, like over here, especially in this region, I don't know about like Northern California and stuff, but here in Southern California, it's mostly mild, same.
It's like
all around.
It maybe gets up to 100 something in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's pretty much it.
You know, and then it stays and maybe gets down to the, you know, low 60s in the winter,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Great place to live.
Yeah.
Taxes are high, but other than that, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if you could just, like, afford living here, just the environment, the nature, the people.
People are nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything here. I mean, I've grown up here my whole life, so I really can't say anything about other states. Because I haven't lived there. Like, I've traveled to a bunch of states.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there's nothing against other states. Like, Arizona, beautiful. Yeah. Like, there's even in the East Coast, New York, like, Connecticut. They're great states to be a part of and experience. But this is what I call home. Like, this is it.
I can't. I wouldn't choose it.
Yeah. All right, should we wrap it up here? It's getting fucking hot, like for us.
It's getting hot on this room, dog. You go windows, man. No AC, dog.
We're here. We usually record the podcast in the morning, but today
sweating under here.
Yeah, dude. I was busy in the morning, so we're here in the afternoon, and it is hot as balls in this office. It's crazy, but I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation, and. Thank you, Michael, for coming on, taking the time.
You know, it's been since we did the Zoom back in May, and now it's...
Yeah. Oh. I know, the Zoom was one of the first times I did Zoom with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, like, how to do
audio
anything.
Audio quality was trash and
stuff
like that.
I didn't know anything. Like, I remember you had to go into a different room because static and shit. Like, it was wild. Luckily, you know, the pandemic slowing down here. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this Delta variant stays away.
Yeah.
People need to get vaccinated.
Vaccinated. Yeah.
Go out and get vaccinated if you haven't been.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
I don't know. Nothing. I mean, whatever their beliefs are, like, I don't know.
I mean, fine. If you have a religious belief, fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise than that, it's for health reasons. Fine. Mm. Otherwise, go get vaccinated. What's stopping you?
Yep. All right. Thank you everybody for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.